Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about don't let contractors put liens on your construction property. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. If you're thinking to not pay your contractors for their job for whatever reason, you should think twice about it. You may find their work to be poor quality, but when you get the progress of the construction, you can let the contractors know that you do not like their work. They need to focus more on the quality part. Just not paying them their dues can drive you seriously nuts and give you problems. The contractor can place a lien on the construction property and can make your entire thing quite messy for you. It is better to counter them up front and tell them that you do not like their work rather than not paying them their dues. Let us first understand what a lien on a property is all about. Having the first lien on a property means that it completely belongs to you, and in case if you want to sell it off, you got to go back to home with all the cash that you are to free to do so. Now, if someone puts a lien on your property, it means that if you sell the place, you can't get away with the entire cash amount. You have to first clear the dues of the person or entity that has put the lien on your property, and then whatever it's left belongs to you. Eventually means that you do not have the absolute right on the property. That is perhaps at just the tip of the iceberg. You may further entangle with more such complications that will act as a big distraction in your business. Your credit rating goes for a toss. You also are not able to refinance the property with the financial institute. This means that you can't keep this place as a loan against property. And moreover, when you are letting the construction work to the contractor, if the sublet is to another contractor, you need to ensure that the contractor pays all the dues to the subcontractors, or else that particular person will place a lien on your property also. It is simply means that whoever person who has any interest in it in your property can place a lien on it if the dues are not paid. You know, you got to pay all your contractors. In case you come across a contractor who does not carry a good record and you are unfortunately give the work to them, in this case, you got to be absolutely sure that you keep records of the payment to him. Such people can create nuisance even after they have received all their dues. In case you are clean and you hire an attorney who will take some such guys to that task, but before you hire any contractor, it is important that you do the research on their conduct. You can check the things like how long they are into business and how their relationships has been with each other construction companies. You can check the people in the business circle and then hire someone who will not unnecessarily place liens or put liens on your property to create problems for you. You know, do your homework. Check to see who these people are. You know, make sure they can do the jobs, you know. Check it out. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.